wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, welcome to it. Ben and Kelly on a winning weekend. We're going to give you, starting today, passes to win for the Louisville Racing Club women's soccer. So get into win right now, WDJX.com. That's exciting. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
We also have opportunities at $1,000. The Vigilante going to check in about an hour. Just do what he says. That's all we're saying. Just do what he says. And you might be able to win $1,000 by the end of the day. So that wouldn't be a bad way to start your Easter weekend. You got any plans for this weekend? Like,
well, yeah. My folks are going to be coming in town, which is exciting. And, yeah, we've got Easter weekend. We've got Ava's birthday on Monday. Many things are happening.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, your daughter Ava and my daughter Zoe have birthdays that are literally a day apart.
A year and a day.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. A year and a day. But
Are you guys planning things? We're going to have unicorns all over our house, so I'm planning for that.
My wife has got a church gig that's way out of town, so we're going to travel with her.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Roadies.
Yeah. Yeah. Living that life. So today we've got the winning weekend with the Louisville women's soccer. We've also got the Vigilante. Plus, we've got You Laugh, You Lose. We've got to talk to a listener who is having a big weekend as well. However, there's one thing that could sink it in his eyes. And so we'll see what that is and try to figure that out. Coming
help
up.
Help them avoid it, I guess.
Yeah, and I always like opening up our, you know, Facebook messages in the morning and seeing that we get a reply from a listener that we talked to earlier in the week. So we got an update for you coming up on the show, which is always kind of exciting. I don't know if you remember on Monday, we talked about a listener whose brother was pretty well to do and gifted
cars.
Yeah. So we got
a gifted car.
Yeah, we got an update.
We get to figure out if they're going to keep the car or what they're going
to
do.
It hadn't even gotten to that point yet. Remember? He had just offered that, and it was
like a $70,000 to $80,000 car. I mean, this is
that's what
luxury vehicle.
She had suspected so. So we'll dive into all that and your feel-good stories. We do those every hour, plus a bunch of other stuff. All right, good morning. Every hour, feel-good stories. Kelly Kay.
This is the story of a fat cat.
Is the fat cat's name Fred?
No.
Oh, okay.
The fat cat's name is Piper.
All right, so it's not my fat cat named Fred. All right, got it.
No, going to Washington State for this one. The owner's name is Caitlin Wartenberger.
All right.
She said that her fat cat, Piper, had been missing for 28 days.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was a 19-pound tuxedo cat.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, fat cat. She put up flyers, searched the area, just no sign of her for like 28 days. Now, she lived next door to a vacant house that was under construction. So, you know, 28 days later, new neighbors had moved in.
Right.
One of them told her they'd been hearing meowing inside their house for about 5 days.
Oh.
Did some searching.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, it was Piper, fat cat that had been stuck in the chimney.
Stuck in the chimney?
Yes. And they got her out. She was dehydrated, lost about 7 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
When they took her to the vet, but she's going to be okay.
If she was 19 pounds and she lost 7 pounds, she almost lost 50% of her weight.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah. Put that in perspective for you. Yeah.
Hanging out in a chimney diet plan.
Dang.
Bless her heart. So hopefully she's learning her lesson about the wandering.
FYI, she's not, because cats are that way.
All right. Well, maybe that's where they'll look first next time.
Yeah, next time maybe. Look in the abandoned chimney.
Dang.
Exactly. But she came home, and fortunately, she wasn't far from home.
All right.
When she went on her little adventure, bless her heart.
What a tub.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
DJ X.
April 1st, April Fool's, a day that you should always, you know, kind of look and question just about everything that you see. We're going to introduce you to Susan Hudson. Susan Hudson may be a part of one of the greatest April Fool's news stories ever told.
It's up there. Legendary status along with the Leprechaun of Mobile, Alabama. I mean, there are just some stories that just you share every year.
A favorite day for pranksters is the time of year when you're never really sure what's the truth.
All right.
One veteran April Fool's Day jokester in Kingsport had it all planned out.
Yeah, so we're going to introduce you now to Susan.
I do April Fool's Day jokes.
Okay, this is where we are. Okay.
All the time, okay?
This year would be the best yet. A prank for her sister.
Okay, so she's going to do the best prank ever on April Fool's.
Helen, I was doing an April Fool's joke. I said, Helen.
All right, Helen's her sister. We got it.
I shot my husband.
Oh, God.
I'm cleaning up the mess. Let's go bury him in Blackwater.
Okay, so you heard that correct, she said that for an April Fool's Day prank, she called her sister Helen, told her sister Helen she just murdered her husband, and she wants her to come over and help her bury him.
Go bury him in Blackwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard correctly. She told her sister she murdered her husband.
Uh-huh.
Sister Helen called another family member. Somebody called 911.
Obviously.
And next thing I knew, they was law everywhere.
Oh, my God. There was law everywhere.
The response was excellent.
Okay. Yeah, they got there quick.
5 stars. Yeah. 5 stars for the response of the cops. They were amazing.
Kingsport police staged outside of Hudson's pastel yellow house, guns drawn as they prepared themselves for a bloody murder scene.
Yeah, so now we're going to introduce you to a neighbor who's just on the front porch watching all this go down.
And I thought it was somebody, some big man going to come out there. Here come the woman out and handcuffed her, put her in the car. And I thought, well, what in the world she done?
What in the world she done?
But inside, they only found Hudson, and she started to learn the joke might be on her.
Okay.
And April Fool's.
April Fool. The fool was her.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Let's, I love him.
Yeah. So Susan did learn a lesson, though.
And she just might agree.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Oh my God.
That's the understatement of the year. Oh my God. And like, I love her, but how in the world did she not stop to think, hey, what if I'm a real good actress and they believe I actually did that? Do you think? Well, now she knows. They're going to totally throw her under the bus. They're going to call the cops. They're not going to help her cover it up.
So imagine Susan with short hair, kind of that smoker's look, green shirt, sticking her tongue out as she says,
be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Oh, my God. Okay. So please.
I mean, yes, that should be a PSA running April 1st every year. It really should.
Yeah. So as you navigate today, please take Susan's advice and
be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
Wow.
All right. Set to the bar. Small examples of what not to do. As Kelly always likes to say, it's a lot of times big examples. and even obvious examples of what not to do.
But we're still here,
yep.
So we got to walk through it.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without, having a Botox party and drinking with your guests when you're the, quote, doctor, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no. We need Mr. Injector to put down the sauce because I need you to be able to aim.
Yeah, from News 4 Jacksonville, which means, yes, Florida, and we're going to introduce you to Nelson.
It is one of the most bizarre cases a Jacksonville Sheriff's Office investigator says that he's seen in his career.
Oh.
Investigators say Nelson Turin branded the procedures as Botox and Bubbles events, where he would drink champagne and Four Loko during consultations.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, what?
We're going to have a Bubbles and Botox party, guys. Come on out, you know? And we'll drink champagne.
You should let the ladies have the bubbles, but, sir, you do not with the needle.
Well, maybe Nelson didn't get the memo, or maybe they were just having such a great time that Nelson's like, you know what? It won't matter. I'll just have a little bit of the bubbly, too. You know.
I'll just have a little sip.
Yeah, but then he goes and gets Four Loko, which is, you know, malt liquor, and he's drinking that. So, again, detectives, as they're learning more and more about this, they're like, he's not a doctor. He's not an advanced nurse practitioner. He's not authorized to even possess Botox.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the lidocaine or any of the other drugs that he's been having at these parties. So, yeah, Nelson has found himself into a bit of trouble.
Well, yeah, I'm going to need for you to be a professional with the needle. Also need you to not drink the bubbly.
But Bubbles and Botox does sound like a fun party and even a fun event.
Sound great.
That I feel like we might actually do. Like, I feel
1,000%.
I feel like we'd be like, hey, coming out to our Bubbles and Botox party where, you know, we invite listeners out. They get a little Botox, have a little champagne. I mean, I feel like this is
absolutely
something a radio station would do. Not
well, this is not how to do it, though. You will make sure the guy with the needle or lady with the needle is qualified.
Yeah, there you go.
And so, has done it before. Doesn't do the drinking.
Yeah, I think the most telling sentence was said by the news anchor there.
It is one of the most bizarre cases a Jacksonville Sheriff's Office investigator says that he's seen in his career.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
So,
all right. That's
again,
saying a lot because it's Florida.
That's right. If you can manage to make it through the day without having a little Botox party and drinky-drinky with your guests, especially when you're the quote doctor, because I put that in quotes because he's not really a doctor, then you're doing okay.
I feel like most of us can avoid that, though.
Obviously not all of us. So that's setting the bar. Man, did you see that the sheriff's department kind of gave us an update on the whole Tiger Woods crash last month? They gave us the update.
Yes, kind of.
Right.
They gave us an update that they know what happened, but they're not going to tell us. Because they said they need to check with Tiger's camp for privacy reasons.
Yeah, so I saw this story, and it you're right. It is kind of weird because the sheriff's department's like, yep, we know what happened, but we're just updating you to tell you that we know, but we can't tell you. So it's
it's real weird. And you know, there's some other people saying, well, if he wasn't a celebrity, they wouldn't be acting like this.
Well, so I was thinking, because if it were I almost think that there's something maybe medical involved in it because of HIPAA. And that's why they're like, we can't say anything until we get permission from Tiger's people. And you know how secretive Tiger is. There's no way Tiger's people are gonna say anything. But yeah, I feel like it's got to be something maybe medical, like because remember the report said, and the sheriff said, it didn't look like there was any indication when he wrecked that he slowed down,
right?
So
which is interesting,
right? The speculation was maybe he was asleep, maybe he was, you know, there was something else that was happening with Tiger that, a normal person obviously would have slowed down on this, especially windy piece of road there in California. So, yeah, the sheriff department saying, well, you know what? We're going to have to wait until Tiger Woods and his personnel kind of give us the green light to tell you more. But we know, but we just can't tell you.
We know, and I don't know if you're going to know, but we know.
what a weird update. So yeah, here's an update to tell you that there's no update, but we kind of have an update, but not really.
I mean, there's an update, but we just don't know if you're going to know the update, but we know the update.
Yeah. It's like telling your friend, hey, I've got a secret. And they're like, what is it? Can't tell you.
Uh-huh. I hated that.
I know. All right. So yeah, you can read all about it. We got to post it up for you at WDJX.com. All right. Let's get to a feel good story. Kelly K.
So we traveled to Northern Kentucky for this one. Jeff Peenick lives there, was facing a pretty hefty bill for some dental work he needed. Like, we're talking $8,000, and that's with insurance.
Man, okay.
Yeah, so it's just kind of something he couldn't afford. He was trying to figure out ways that he could maybe break up the procedure, spread it out over time.
Right.
You know, they said you could get your teeth extracted, go without teeth for about 3 months.
Ooh.
And he's all like, you know, I could drink a lot of soup. He said, I'm 77 years old. I still work. I drive a truck. I've been laid off since December.
Okay.
But then office staff at Independence Family Dentistry there called him back 45 minutes after he left his appointment to tell him another longtime patient of theirs offered to pay his entire bill.
Oh, wow.
They called me back and said there was some lady willing to pay for everything my insurance wouldn't pay for. And it kind of blew me away at first. I didn't know what to do or what to say. But she's got to be such a loving, kind, giving person.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. So he is going to kind of take the money that he is saving on this, and he's going to use that to visit his four-month-old grandson, whom his son, the boy's father, never got to meet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, his son was in the Navy for 12 years, stationed in California. Back in August, he died in a car crash on the way to work.
Oh, gosh.
And he said, you know, I know he's not going to know me, but I'd like to have pictures of him with me carry my wallet like I do of my son.
Aww.
So he's going to use that money to go see him.
Wow.
Just an amazing story all around. And he says that one day he hopes to pay it forward, too.
Yeah. Well, good news there. That's good.
Absolutely.
Good story.
And we'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, cool. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Every single day when the vigilante tells you what word to enter into the website, WDJX.com. You can add your name to the list of winners, just like Julie Bratt. You feeling good?
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to be a lot better.
Yeah.
Did I win $100?
Did you win $100? Julie,
bless her heart. She'd be happy with
100. Julie, you won $1,000.
Thank you.
You are welcome, Julie. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did I win $100?
Should we just go back to the 100 and save some money? Maybe pocket the rest?
Yeah, yes.
She was going to be happy with 100.
Yes, Julie, $100.
$100,
that's what you want.
That's it.
No, Julie, congratulations. You got 1,000.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Oh, she's precious. I love it.
Did I win $100?
And I love that she was going to be super excited with $100.
I love it. I know. We should have just been like, yes.
Yes.
$100.
$100.
You won $100. Yes.
Yes.
Then you and I split $450 each and we're good.
I like that plan.
I know. I love it. So anyways, Vigilante, another opportunity for you to pick up some money coming up in about a half an hour. 99.7 DJX. All right. So on Monday, I believe we spoke to or had a listener who had an issue with a very generous brother. And the very generous, I mean, I wish we all had this sort of issue, right?
Heck yeah. This feels like first world problems.
I mean, 100%.
But we want to help.
It is. Yeah. I mean, the brother's well off. He, you know, gets a new car every couple years. But here's the thing. He's not like buying non-expensive cars. He's going all out. He's getting luxury cars every couple years. So every couple years, he's got a car that he just kind of has given to family members. And
yeah, like, who wants it? You guys want it? Okay. Here you go.
Right. So obviously doesn't need to use it as, you know, a trade it in or use it as a down payment because he buys them outright. So anyways, her issue was her husband, and her husband's all very prideful and like, no, can't accept it. And so we were going back and forth with how do we leave it?
Well, we definitely said you can't accept it and then sell it because that was an option that was tossed out there. We're like, that's the rudest thing ever. So, you know, there was a couple of factors we didn't know. Like, was it going to be practical for their family situation? You know, because that could be an easy out.
Right.
Like, thank you.
Right.
Thank you. And not offend him. But we weren't entirely sure.
All right. Well, we've got an update. We got a message late last night from her. And so we'll tell you what that is coming up next. All right, you know, if you've got an issue, you want to throw it out to us, we'll toss it out to our listeners and try to get you some advice on how to deal with the situation you're in. So we had spoken with a listener. Her brother gives really expensive gifts, like, you know, when he gets a new car, he'll give family members his slightly used car, but they're not just any car. It's like luxury cars. So this is causing issues with her husband. You know, how she approaches that with her brother was kind of her issue, and her husband's, you know, pretty prideful and all that, and didn't want to accept that sort of quote gift.
Yeah, we had a lot of helpers who volunteered A, to take the car, or B, meet the brother because he's single.
That's right. So we got an update. It says, hey, all. First of all, thank you so much for discussing my situation. Kind of wild. My brother heard the show and called me.
Oh, God. Oh, I feel like this is bad. Oh, no.
He asked if I listened to Ben and Kelly because they were talking about someone who sounded just like me.
No, I never heard of him. I don't know who that is.
She says, I was trapped. I told him and confessed that I had written you all about the car situation and that it was causing a little bit of pride issue in my house. And she writes, my brother is such a great guy. He said he didn't want to cause any problems. And if I didn't want his car, that was okay. I told him I did want the car. and to, all caps, hang on. And I'd get back with him. She writes, I was so hyped and full of adrenaline. It felt like I was doing some sort of crazy business deal. I went to my husband and told him I just got off the phone with my brother and that I thought we should accept the car. I told him that we don't ever do anything wild for ourselves, that we could afford the insurance, and that if he didn't like it, he wouldn't have to drive it. It would be mine.
Oh, genius. Yes, that was one suggestion we put out there. It's like, well, he doesn't have to drive it.
Yeah. My husband told me he'd feel like he owed my brother something, and that didn't sit well. So I told him to think of it as a birthday present, not to worry about it. Well, let's just say I should have been a courtroom lawyer because mama's getting a new car. My gosh. Love y'all and keep doing what you're doing.
Wait, give her the anthem because everybody wins. This is so great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all mama's right. Getting a new car.
That's funny.
That's so great.
I don't know. I don't know how she convinced her husband, but. You know, maybe.
I don't know, but let me just tell you that my heart sank into my stomach so far. Oh, my God.
I know.
Found out that he heard.
I know. That line of my brother heard the show and called me. It's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just, oh, my God. Just shot of adrenaline.
Like, all right.
What did we do?
Well done.
We did good things. That's what we did.
That's right. You should have been a courtroom lawyer. You know what? It's never too late to follow a passion or a dream. So if that's what you want to become, go ahead and go for it, girl, because sounds like you've got now the car to back up that lifestyle.
That's awesome. And again, thank you, Generous Brother. And if you happen to be listening, Generous Brother, we do have many people that would like to meet you.
That's right. you can catch yourself up on the original call at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com. Click listen. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The trumpets can only mean one thing. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses.
Uh-huh. So last week, I fell a little bit.
You stumbled, Kelly. You stumbled.
Yep. You've got the trophy in your clutches.
I do.
But I still hold the lead in the series.
I'm going down today.
Okay, how confident are you in your arsenal of jokes?
I'm confident that you're going to go down today.
Okay. Well, Jim's on your team, so you got that going for you. Okay. All right. Well, listen, Christina's on my team. So we each have one person rooting for us at this point. Yay.
Okay. You laugh, you lose. Losers go first. That's you, Kelly. Go.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
What did the teacher do with the student's report on cheese?
What did the teacher do with the student's report on cheese?
She graded it.
Okay. Solid start. Kelly, what did Spider-Man do when he found a wiener in a jar of formaldehyde?
Oh, we're starting off with a wiener joke for you? I don't know. What did he do?
Well, Peter Parker picked that pickled pecker.
Real good one.
That was
real surprised you started out with that. Real good one.
Thank you.
That was solid.
I was going to wait for that to be a little bit later on, but I kind of messed up when I started it, so it's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You did. That was really good.
All right.
Like, I would have saved that for your closer, but all right.
Kelly, we're moving on.
Okay. Hey, Ben, why did the hipster fall through the ice?
Why?
He went skating before it was cool.
As hipsters do. You know, my wife asked if our kids were spoiled. I said, no, I think most kids smell that way.
Good ones, B. Hey, Ben. What do mermaids wash their fins with?
What?
Tide. Yeah, it was a perfect joke to follow that up, wasn't it? Laundry jokes.
Kelly, I built a model of Mount Everest.
Yeah?
My daughter asked, is it to scale? I replied, no, it's to look at.
Yeah, definitely don't try to climb that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben, did you know in King Arthur's time, one of the knights collected taxes?
Yeah?
Yeah, his name was Surcharge.
Surcharge, solid. I adopted my dog from a blacksmith. As soon as we got home, he made a bolt for the door.
That was really good.
Thank
Very
you.
Talented.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of car does an egg drive?
What?
A Volkswagen.
I like the accent on that one. That was good.
That was part of it.
Yeah. Kelly, to air is human. To arr is pirate.
It's cute. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear Steve Harvey and his wife got into an argument?
Oh, I didn't.
It was a family feud.
Clever. Clever. Kelly, yeah. I've got this awful disease where I just can't stop telling airport jokes.
Uh-huh.
My doctor says it's terminal.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Did you hear about the superhero with the lisp that always worked out?
I didn't.
He's Thor.
That was good. That was good. Kelly?
Yeah?
What did Spider-Man do when he found a wiener in a jar of formaldehyde? Well, Peter Parker picked that pickled pecker! It's stupid. You win. You got it. Dumb.
I knew you were going to circle back to that. I knew you were bringing it back because I couldn't forget it. I was still thinking about your Peter Parker and your pickled
pickled peckers.
Word. I don't pickled know. Peckers. Yeah. Couldn't forget it. I was like, why?
I know.
Did he start there?
I don't know. That was my downfall.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe was able to spit out any jokes at all because I almost, my eyeballs were going to pop out of my face. Yeah. Yeah, Missy, he did laugh at his own joke. We usually end up laughing at our own jokes, which is the worst part of this game.
So this trophy goes back to you, Kay.
Come home to mama.
Come home to mama.
She's so pretty.
So pretty there. All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose. Stupid bit on 99.
Stupid pickle.
Stupid pickle on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay gives you a feel good every single hour throughout the morning. All right. Purse on a car.
So, yep. There is a boy biking through the neighborhood Wednesday. He was spotted finding and then returning a purse left outside. So, USA Today posted this video as part of their Kind Alert series.
Okay.
And an unidentified boy retrieved this purse at Cindy, left on the car the night before.
Oh, my gosh.
So you kind of see him, and he, like, passes it up.
Yeah.
But then, like, looks back, kind of turns around. He goes, gets the purse, runs up to, you know, the door.
Yeah.
Drops it, rings the doorbell, and runs away. So, I mean, you know, he didn't even, like, stop to try to look in it to find out who it is. Just went, took it to the door, ring the doorbell, on my way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
how many times have you done that?
Well, I could imagine he's probably thinking, you know, she's going to think that I stole it or something. So
exactly.
I just want to put it there and just be off, you know?
Exactly. But, I mean, the camera showed the whole story. And
wow.
Thank goodness that he found it before anybody else did that wouldn't necessarily return it.
Yeah, I've done that. My wife has, given me her purse before and... I put it on the top of our car, you know, as we're leaving, and then I forget about it and drive off, and then, we realize it's missing. It turns up later at her house. Like, the only thing that's in the purse is her ID and her wallet with all the money that had been taken out of it. So, yeah, I mean, what a nightmare.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so good lesson.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we don't leave our purses on the trunks of cars overnight.
But good for him.
Yes, awesome work. So we will tweet out that video. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, cool. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so we talked to Jared. He's a listener, and he has a date this weekend, but there is one thing he is terrified will happen that will totally ruin it.
Okay. So I'm a little concerned about, I guess we're going
to
help him figure out how to avoid disaster this weekend?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, maybe reassure him, give him some...
A little pep talk.
Maybe pep talk. You're a woman, Kelly. You can tell him it's all right, right?
Okay. It's going to be great.
Well, hang on. I got to get him on the phone first, all right? So we can talk to him coming up here in just a few. You ever have an issue in your life and you just want a different opinion on it, just toss it out to us. Send us a message, Ben and Kelly Show, and we'll contact you. We'll try to work it out. We'll toss it out to our listeners and see if we can steer you in a direction that will benefit your situation. That's what we always try to do. So, you know, Jared sent us a message and did a little back and forth. And, you know, breaking up and getting back out there after a breakup is tough, you know.
Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine it.
It's tough to do. So, first off, good morning, Jared.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. So, hey, thanks so much for allowing us to talk to you about this. Will you walk us through what you wrote us?
Yeah. So, I'm not a dater. It's been a long time since I've been on a date.
Sure.
Even before the pandemic, like, I'm not a big dater. So, I got a date.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm super, super excited, and I don't think I've stopped sweating since she said yes. I'm so nervous. It's really consuming me. Like, every night, I can't stop thinking about it. What am I going to do? What am I going to wear? It's really messing with me. So here's the embarrassing part.
Okay.
It's really tough to say this, but I don't know if I remember how to kiss anymore.
Oh.
Like, I'm so nervous about the kiss goodnight.
Okay.
That I bought a melon.
Oh.
And I cut a hole in it to practice kissing.
What?
Oh, okay. Does that work?
I don't know. The melon seems to like it, but I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. That caught me off guard. Okay.
Yeah, the thing is, I work with her.
Oh, okay.
And she's beautiful.
Sure.
So if this goes wrong, I mean, she's telling everybody, and there goes any more dates that I'm going to get. So that's the deal.
Okay, let me just make sure I'm hearing this right. Are you then going out with her this weekend?
Yes.
Okay, you're going out this weekend. You're rusty when it comes to getting physical part. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're worried that if it goes wrong, then you're going to have ruined it.
Right. Yeah. This has to go well. Like, this is my Halley's Comet. It comes one every 75 years. Like, this is,
oh my gosh,
this is my shot.
Okay,
so,
man, Jared, you and me, I think we need to hang out at some point because man, like, you and me are kindred spirits. You know, before I met my wife, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Let's hope that it's this woman. And I think, I mean, already you've got a wealth of support rolling through on text line. So hang out, man. And definitely, after you hear everyone and hear everyone talk and give you some suggestions of how to make yourself less nervous and all that stuff, you got to follow up with us next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. Jared, thank you. Good luck, and hang out, and we'll steer you in the right direction.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Kelly, why don't you say some things to the poor guy?
Oh, you got this. I mean, it's like riding a bike, right? You're just going to go in and just let nature take over.
Listen, I don't want to get too personal here, but a line I always say to my wife is, just let nature take its course.
Okay, yeah, all right. But let's just, you know what, just don't be too bold. I'll say that, don't be too bold on the first go at it. He's practicing on melons.
Stop.
That is... Bo said, at least it wasn't an apple pie.
Oh, yeah. Valid. Valid. All right. So, hey, let me throw the phone number out to you real quick. 502-571-9970.
Listen, I'm laughing because I'm uncomfortable. You're going to be great. This is Jared. It's going to work out. You're going to be amazing. She's going to think you're adorable. We all have fallen in love with you.
We've all fallen in love.
The melon seems to like it. That's my favorite line. He had me with that one.
Group therapy. Man, we are helping Jared out. He has a date this weekend with a coworker and is so nervous. He admitted he's been sweating ever since he's found out that he's going on this date. He hasn't been out there a lot. Said he hasn't really been a big dater, and it's been a while, and is now worried that if it comes down to the kiss at the end of the night, he's not going to know what to do.
He thinks he's going to be bad, and it's going to, like, ruin it, and then she's going to tell everybody at the office it was awful and just kind of, like, ruin it for him. And he's gotten so desperate, he admitted that he has been practicing on a melon.
Which is not a fruit that I was thinking he would go with.
But it was an interesting choice.
I get maybe once you get, I'm assuming he cuts it, and so it's not the rind, and it's just the, like, the fleshy, moist inner part of the melon, right?
Stop saying fleshy and moist, please. Those are my trigger words. Put them on my trigger word list, and I like it.
I'm assuming that's what he's going for. So, you know, I get it. I get it. I get it.
He's nervous, man. He's a ball of nerves, and he just wants it to go right, and so
I get that. There's a lot of pressure, and especially when you feel so out of practice. But there's so many people coming to his, you know, rescue here. Kayla says, poor Jared, just tell him the first kiss usually just contains a peck. Okay. I was screaming in my car the whole time. Every date I've ever been on, just do the peck kiss.
Okay.
So it doesn't really put you out there. But then again, it just shows you that, you know, you're sweet. That's, you know, and it also gives her some reassurance that that's not all you want.
Okay. Okay.
And then she offers herself to let him practice on her lips.
What? Oh, wait, hang on. Let's not get him into a different situation with group therapy before he even goes out on this date.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to.
I feel like, we don't do that. But then Andriana says, hey, you should not tell her. It is like riding a bike. He can tell her that he thought he forgot how after he kisses her. Do not share the melon. Show confidence. It's so attractive, even if you're faking it. Yeah. So first rule of Kissing Club is we don't talk about the melon.
Yeah, I think you leave the melon to just us. You know, we just talk about the melon amongst friends. And
yes, this is sharing corner. This is a loving, safe space.
Now listen, if she comes over, you know, before you guys go out and you offer her some fruit, don't offer her the melon.
No, we toss the melon. I don't think we're keeping the melon, right?
It
served its purpose.
How long do we, how long are we practicing on the melon?
We're not practicing anymore. We don't need to practice anymore. Oh, we're just going to be sweet. Sweet and tender is the way to go. Okay. Let's don't get too aggressive out the gate.
Yeah.
That's not what we need.
Anthony rolls in with, sounds like a crossover scene with American Pie, Hitch, and Wedding Crashers. He just needs to relax and the date will go well. Yeah. I mean, I think that's it. I think he's gotten so into his head with this because he's been out of the game so long. He just wants it to go right and go well the first time, and he knows this woman he works with he thinks she's attractive,
so he's got all this pressure he's putting on himself that he has got to be amazing in her eyes. But, you know, like I said, just, you know, you be confident, and if you guys have natural chemistry,
right,
it will take over for you.
Yeah, nature will take its course, as I like to say.
Okay, just don't say that. don't say, hey babe, let's let nature take its course.
Listen, I say that to my wife all the time.
No.
I will say my success rate isn't great. So
okay, I was gonna say you have the benefit of being married, so she really can't back out easily. So
right. Okay. All right. So, I mean, I think
we helped.
I think we're just saying, okay, one, Jared, let's not talk about the melon.
Nope. You know what? We tossed the melon. It's fine. We don't need it.
Yeah. That was just a special little moment for us to share amongst friends. And then
we appreciate that.
We're done with that. All right. Uh-huh. Two, just relax, man.
Yes.
You know, just, you know, maybe, you know, Just relax yourself before the date, you know, just get yourself in that mind space that, hey, we're just friends, we're just going out, we're just having a good time, you know?
Yes, but when you say relax, that you like, don't relax too much as far as like, don't think, I need some bravery and then like, drink
go,
a couple go, before.
Go get
no,
yourself
no,
drunk
we,
before.
We,
there,
uh-huh.
No, yeah, let's
don't do
not
that
do that. No,
we don't
absolutely.
Need liquid bravery. We just need, you know what? Just relax, go with it. Be your natural, charming self because mm-hmm. she chose to go out with you for a reason.
There you go. There you go. She said yes for a reason.
Exactly.
So, absolutely. All right. Well, good luck, Jared. Let us know how it all goes.
Oh, I'm invested.
Next week. this weekend. All right. All right.
Is Jared our new Paul? We have Paul. We have Jared. There's so many that we are adopting into our family that we're going to need to take care of. And I feel like we're going to keep raising them.
Yeah.
As we go along.
And if nothing else, you know, we're giving them conversation topics to enter into. So
absolutely.
Hey, what's your favorite fruit? Oh boy, I've got some.
Let me tell you.
So this includes some fun things. One, Florida, great. Uh-huh. Two, nakedness. All right. Three, wine. All right, here we go.
Wow, this does sound like a recipe for a fun weekend.
Does it not? So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to sell some wine glasses, only to realize that people can see that you're naked in the reflection of the glass on your post, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no, check the pictures.
Yeah, Jennifer, she was on her honeymoon and posted what she thought was an artistic photo of a wine glass.
I accidentally posted a picture on Instagram of my wine glass and I was naked.
Yeah, I guess... I take that. She wasn't trying to sell them. She was just celebrating with a picture
like,
of her wine.
Just like, what I'm doing.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You take the little picture of the wine and like, uh-huh. hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere or something like that.
74 people saw my...
Whoops.
Oh, wow.
And 74 people and my husband's mom, two men.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. She was not wearing any clothes when she took the photo.
Oh, dang it. Oh, no, 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 no. How do you not, like, because don't you, like, filter it all up and kind of study it and make sure it looks real cute before you hit post?
Maybe not everybody does, but, you know.
Okay.
This isn't the first time that we've said these stories. Like, people who try to sell things, like, online on eBay and you get you get the sneaky reflection of
like,
the nakedness.
Husband's on the toilet in the in the other room. You can see the reflection in the mirror. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Reflections in mirrors get people all the time.
This is fun.
And also in glassware.
Yep. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, posting a nice little photo of your wine glass only to realize that people can see that you're naked in the reflection of the glass, you're doing okay. But, you know,
listen,
hey.
I make it a point to never take pictures of anything when I'm naked. And you can avoid that easily. Like, there's really no reason that you have to be like, oh, wait, I have to take a picture right now before you put clothes on.
Oh, okay.
Really, you never have to.
I mean, sure, but you're taking all the fun out of everything.
True.
All right.
And we wouldn't have a segment like this.
That's right. Set of the bar there. Well, yesterday was April Fool's Day. It's always fun to kind of look back and see what companies did, what people did to celebrate April Fool's Day. Some of the better ones were the state of Delaware announced that they were merging and becoming a state with New Jersey called New Delaware. And New Jersey tweeted back and just said, delete your account.
Oh, they salty.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A said they were going to start making hamburgers. Velveeta said they were going to make a skin cream like sort of product with cheese.
Skincare line, yeah.
Yeah. Heinz and Cran Ocean Spray said that they were going to combine and make kind of a cranberry gravy.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Peeps said cauliflower.
Yes.
Peeps.
A cauliflower flavored Peeps. But we threw it out there to you also at Ben and Kelly Show.
Speaking of cranberry juice, Casey said, I mixed my husband's root beer he drinks with cranberry juice.
Oh, God.
Poured out half the root beer in the bottle, filled up the remaining with cranberry juice, screwed the lid on tight so he thought it was a brand new bottle, took a drink, and.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then Tracy said she actually posted a memory from a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
and said, hey, guys, Casey is blocked from this post. Can I have you guys who don't communicate with him via phone text him and ask him about the goats he has for sale? And
oh my
gosh. She put out his phone number. So he was getting calls all day long about goats? The goats for sale.
That's great.
And then she said, three words, meatball cake pops.
Oh, that is awesome. Zula said, when I worked at a bank just on my regular customers that I knew, I would say their account balance was in the negative.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, the sweats.
Looks like you are in the red. Just kidding. So, yeah, some good stuff there.
You guys are good.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hi there.
Sorry. Had some
buttons,
switches.
Stop. Pushy, I know. Pushy buttons. All the buttons.
Wait for traffic. Wait for traffic. We're not there yet. All right. So today on the show, there was, we talked to Jared. Jared, he has a big weekend ahead of him. All right.
Yeah, he hasn't been in the dating game a lot, and he's got a really big date with a coworker he thinks is beautiful. Mm-hmm. He's really, really, really nervous that he forgot how to kiss, and he thinks he's going to just completely ruin it, just going to derail the whole thing, and then she's going to, like, make fun of him to all of the coworkers and ruin his life.
Don't say what he practiced on. Just
we're not going to say that. We're not going to tell everybody that he practiced on a melon. We're not telling people that. That's just between you and us.
I'll tell you that there are a lot of comments on the Facebook page that are like, hey, you know what? Just relax. But I would worry about dating a coworker. It's the dating the coworker thing.
Yes, a lot of people are concerned.
Yeah.
They said that can always be awkward if it doesn't go well. So that's the bigger concern. Forget about the whole kissing conundrum. Worry about the fact she's a coworker.
Yeah, you know, I dated a coworker back when I was in college, and we're married.
You
now,
married so. A coworker. Yes. So that can work out. So you know what? You can't control where you meet the love of your life.
But here's the thing. I was young and stupid, and so was she. So we didn't know that that could turn out really, really bad. However, that being said, I think he's got a good base. We gave him some good advice. It's like, hey, now
I think we did too.
Now, you know, go out, you do you, and then, you know, check back with us next week. If you wanted to hear the original call, you can, or anything else that you missed, WDJX.com. Click.
He's sweet.
Listen.
Team Jared.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. So this weekend, hopefully you have a great weekend. Easter weekend, enjoy that.
Yes, can't wait to see all the pretty pictures of the families all dressed up.
Top Easter candy for you. Go. Number one.
Oh, top number one?
Yep.
Number one.
For you.
Just like that?
Yes.
I have to pick?
Yes.
Oh, I was always a fan of the chocolate-covered marshmallow eggs.
Okay. I'm saying...
You're going to say Reese's, right?
Yeah, Reese's eggs all the way.
They just change the shape.
All the way.
It's the same
thing.
They do it for Christmas.
I know.
They
doesn't
do it
matter.
For Easter.
Doesn't matter. So
yeah. Okay.
That's my number one. All right. Anyways, have a great Easter weekend. Enjoy it. And we will talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.